Are you staring at your ads manager stuck on how to make your ads perform? Come and join the Ads Clinic, a series of one-on-one consultancy calls where we dive into your own ads manager and see where we can turn your ads into a profit-making machine. It all starts with a 30-minute free consultation call. Sign up now at theadsclinic.com. Hello and welcome to Let's Run Facebook Ads, a podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. Here I share insider information about Facebook ads. But as you know, it's not just running the ad, it's what happens after. So we'll look into the funnels, e-commerce, email marketing, lead generation, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. So this is a podcast today that I want to talk about something that goes against everything that Facebook is telling us to do. So what do I mean by that? Well, broad audiences, Advantage Plus, we're seeing Ads Manager change to basically put in an image or a video or a carousel and leave it all up to Facebook. And I've throughout this podcast talked about the fact that we don't hack. Those days have gone. We have to have more trust in Facebook. And I still completely agree with that. But I did a little bit of testing and I found some pretty good results. So what was my test? And bear in mind, everyone, this is just a test on a particular account, because all the things that Facebook is telling me to do on this particular account aren't working. Now, I know there's a few things that goes against this particular client account. Their website could be a bit better and it looks a bit old fashioned, but you know, it's an expensive job getting a basic website built, let alone this one. It's probably a £20,000 website build. So that's off the cards for now, because we've got to get traction with a particular client. We've been working with them nearly a year, and we have good months, we have good days, we have good weeks, we have some bad days, we have a bad month. But you know, generally, we're going in the right direction. But by doing what Facebook says, which on a lot of our accounts we do, we are doing Advantage Plus. I do test broad. Hands up, still not sold on it. I know I only got an email yesterday from Facebook saying go broad. Still not sold. In most of our ad campaigns, we will have a broad audience, but we are still finding that interest-based audiences are still good for a lot of our clients. I know it may not be the future, and I know that interest might not be there in 2 years' time. But for now, I still think things are working, so do the things that you get the working. Now, this podcast isn't to stress you out and go, oh God, I've got all my ads set up and now Nick's told us to do something else. It's not about that. It's just always about finding different things to try. A lot of the peers in my industry doing the stuff that I do, none of us really agree with exactly the same route of doing stuff. We just find stuff that works. We understand how to set something up in a certain way. We do it for ourselves and a lot of our clients, and that's how we work. But we're always open to finding out about different things. So this particular podcast is about taking someone on a journey from the minute they see their ad, your ad, opposed to letting Facebook decide what to show them and when to show them. Okay, so this is, I'm trying to create, and we're still through the testing phase of creating the whole funnel with a top of funnel videos, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel. The middle of funnel and bottom of funnel is kind of failing me a little bit at the moment, simply because even though we're spending a few hundred pounds at the top a day, so it's still decent, half decent budget, my client would really want to spend 2,000, 3,000 a day at top of funnel. So, you know, the client's got money. But when we do turn up our budgets, we find that the ads just don't deliver again. So they like delivering on a smaller budget. So are we going to go back into the only increasing the budget very slightly every couple of days? Yes, we are for this particular test. So what I'm doing on this test, and if I explain just at the top of funnel, we have one main video. It's 46 seconds long. It's got a great hook. It's a great video. We've cut up this video various times, done different hooks on it, different text overlays, all sorts about what the product is. And this video, still being the longest, is the one that gets us the most conversions, okay? So we've stuck, through that evidence, we've stuck this as the main video. This is now actually going out to a broad audience. Now, with this particular client, we've always found that interest-based audiences work best. But on this particular occasion, right at this moment in time, for the last 10 days, this ad has been going out to a broad audience of male 25 plus. Okay. I want to ask a massive favor of you all. I want you to subscribe to this channel. When I look at the back end of Spotify and Apple, I can see that still the majority of people don't follow or subscribe the channel, and it helps us so much. If you could do that and hit that subscribe button, I promise to work tirelessly from this point forward. As the show grows in popularity, it allows us to expand production, film more episodes, and film in the episodes that we can produce amazing how-to videos for YouTube. And most importantly, you don't miss an episode that might make your ads fly. Please honor this favor for me and just hit the follow or subscribe button. It would mean the world to me. Thank you, and let's get back on with it. Now, when that video gets fed out to that audience, it will repeat showing the video until as long as Facebook wants to show that video. It will repeat showing that video or going to find new people to show the video to until someone watches it for 10 seconds. When they watch that video for 10 seconds, they'll fall into the audience of watched this video for 10 seconds. Yep, we all. I'm not going to go into how to build those, but in our audiences, we can build how long what they've watched the video for how long. But we're also going to exclude on this video, so we get the people who've watched it for 10 seconds, meaning that they will only go through to the next video at top of funnel. So there's three top of funnel videos. They'll only go through to seeing video two when they've watched 10 seconds of video one, okay? When they've gone into video two, because they've reached that 10 seconds, we're excluding them from seeing video one again. So what I'm trying to do here is actually bring the consumer down a particular funnel to see the content I want them to see and when, okay? So the first video is gaining that interest. It's a long video. We're probably not seeing that many people see the whole thing, but we're seeing enough people watching 10 seconds of it, and then they fall into the second top of funnel video, which is shorter, filmed differently, different hooks, talking about different things to do with a particular product, okay? But they're only seeing this video now, repetitively, as long as Facebook wants to show. If Facebook decides to show them twice, to show them twice, we're still going for conversions, okay? This isn't awareness, this isn't video views, this is all this is still to get a conversion. They're now watching, so Joe Bloggs, start again. Joe Bloggs has watched the first video. He's watched it for 8 seconds. He'll still see that same video if Facebook thinks that there's a chance he'll convert. When he watches it for 10 seconds, or he might already convert on the top funnel video, which is great. We are getting that. That's happening. But when he watches it for 10 seconds, because he hasn't decided to buy yet, he then sees top of funnel 2 video. And again, he can either purchase on this video, or he'll watch it maybe one or two times until he watches it for 10 seconds. He then gets excluded for watching it for 10 seconds, and then he sees top of funnel video 3. Same again happens. All these videos are excluding themselves if someone watches 10 seconds. I've now got Joe Bloggs, who's seen video top of funnel video 1 for 11 seconds. He falls in to my audience. He then sees video 2 for 10 seconds. 11 seconds, 12 seconds. He then falls into the next audience which is he's watched 10 seconds of video 2. He then sees video 3. Okay. We are at this moment in time getting orders positively at each section. Number 3 is slightly down, but what we've done is we're sort of manipulating the budget on these audiences. So top of funnel 1 has more budget. We're spending £200 a day, $200 a day. Number 2 has $100 a day because there's obviously there's not as many people. So we're trying to keep the frequency of the video right, okay? So we don't want to show the same video over and over and over and over, okay? We're trying to balance this amount of video out. So the top of funnel 1 is always going to have more people. It's the first video people see. Top of funnel 3 is making sure that enough people are funneling to that. Now, at the moment, it's a little bit under where I want it to be. So this morning, I've kind of in the stage where do I make a decision to turn off middle of top of funnel video 3 and just have 1 and 2. Because at the moment, my middle of funnel, which is just one middle of funnel ad, and in there, it's 4 ad sets. One's about the technical side. One's got some offers. One's got another offer where you can get something for free. Joe Bloggs won't see these retargeting ads unless he's watched 10 seconds of 1, 2, and 3 video. But it means that the people going into the retargeting are very, very hot people. They've all taken in content that I, as the advertiser, wanted them to see on the journey, okay? That's the really important part here. I haven't just gone, right, dynamic creative, loads of ads out there, Facebook, decide what you want to show. And I know everyone's talking about it, but for this particular client, and maybe you, that format isn't working and I needed to try something else and this is successfully working. The only bit I need to figure out now is how I recreate the middle of funnel. Now, I either leave it as it is and just let Facebook decide what to show when it wants to show, or I make more videos or statics. Now, the problem is with a static where we are now is a static isn't like a video that you can create an audience of anyone who's seen that static. You can't do that. So my idea was, which we haven't implemented yet because this was a yesterday idea, is making those statics into GIFs, meaning the static, as far as Joe Bloggs looking at his feed is concerned, he just sees it as a static. But we actually have it as a video stroke GIF, which means it's 15 seconds that it's just sitting there for. Now we can say, let's take people on a further journey. Video one, video two, video three. Static one, static two, static three. We've now got like a six-stage funnel from someone coming at the top, seeing three videos. Now they're seeing three statics before they even get the bottom of funnel retargeting ad, which is our anyone who has added that product to their cart will only see the bottom of funnel ad, which at the moment is built dynamically, which is a great offer, which has got like 20% off the product if you buy today sort of thing. Okay, so the standard offer, it's always worked for us. They don't see that at the moment unless they've added to cart, but I could, which is my thinking now, top of funnel, three videos working great. Apart from that third video, might need a little bit of work. Do we take it out? Do we keep it in? Not sure. Leading into the same kind of structure again, you could use video or you can use static. The static is obviously going to be a video so that I can put them into audiences and I take them down this trail. That is where we are at the moment. Have a think about how this sort of strategy could work for your business and your product or your service. So you're taking someone down a journey. Now, it goes completely against what Facebook is saying, Meta's saying. It's all about leaving it to them. And I get it and I understand it and it works. I know. But sometimes you've got to think slightly out of the box. And I'm going back 10 years, I'm going back five, 10 years, standard marketing funnels. And so far, my experiment is working. Now, I'm about to do the same thing with a heat pump client. As you know, if you're in the UK, heat pumps is on the news this morning. They are a big firm and we're thinking we want them to see particular messages when we want to see them. So we've spoken back to the marketing team and told them about this sort of experiment that we're doing and it's working and they're completely sold in. They're like, let's try it. Luckily, they're great. And they want to try all these different things. So now we can say to them, hey, you want to reduce your energy bills or whatever it might be. And we can then bring them down a journey. So video four is explaining how a heat pump works. So all the objections that we find from our reviews and stuff and by focus groups and finding out what people are thinking, where they're getting confused on all these things, even your own product, take them on a journey opposed to letting Facebook show them a particular ad when it thinks it's going to show them. I know Facebook is trying to get us conversions, but sometimes I feel in marketing we need to guide the consumer to where we need them to go, what we need them to see. But at the same time, we've got to look at our metrics and make sure that this is working the way we want it to work. Give it a go. I'll update you in another week's time about how this is going. But hey, maybe we found the new thing. Hope you enjoy this. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us again today. If you want to find out more, please head over to our socials at Let's Run Social, where we share daily content. And please feel free to drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and any questions that you would like answered, we can do that here on the podcast.